Views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, Telesouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of Telesouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet. But do not fret, chin up, my friend. A little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our show, Hope. We're downtown Corinth at a Super Talk radio station with Dr. Phil trying to keep us in line. My name is Tommy Wilson. I direct and have the privilege of being involved with Living Free Ministries. And, man, we get to do this show every Thursday. We are in our sixth year of doing this show. That is hard to believe, Bobby.
Hard to believe. It really is.
We've
been doing it for a minute, but it don't feel like 6 years.
Well, you know, we're starting our fifth year of the Freedom
Which
Center
also
in
is
December.
Hard to believe.
And yeah, so we came on the air about a year before as we were beginning to work and get the Freedom Center organized and structured where we could open. And it was a good way to introduce the Freedom Center to our community and stuff. And now we look up and we've been here setting 6 years.
I was in my 50s.
And well, just to let you know, I was in my 50s and I'm about to leave my 50s.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm fixing to enter the 60s. So it's been an amazing time and really unbelievable. You just think that every graduate that we've had at the Freedom Center has had the opportunity to come and share their story here with us. I think everybody's came.
Everybody.
Yeah. 80
everybody. All the graduates, for sure.
Yeah, that has come and shared their time at the Freedom Center and what was going to open and what was going to happen next. Some of them didn't realize what was going to happen next. Nine of them guys is no longer with us. And that's always hard. It's two of them's my blood, and that makes it even a little harder. But, you know, through all that, God's been faithful.
Yeah.
It's been a learning curve for us. I'll often say, like Mike Tyson said, we all had a plan until we get punched in the face. I used to come in with an outline thinking what we was going to do, and I just gave up. So now we come in, and Dr. Phil tells us we got 2 minutes to get to our seat, and here we are. So today, Ronnie Martin was the first guy that checked into our Freedom Center.
December 1st, 2021.
December the 1st, 2021.
Yeah.
We got punched in the face that day.
Come on.
We didn't know what was going to go on. I mean, you know, we thought these guys was going to show up.
Well, we had two things going on. First of all, Ronnie was sick like nobody's business. And then the second of all, we decided we'd give him COVID on top of it.
Yeah.
Because we opened up right in the middle of COVID.
Well, he brought COVID, gave it around. I don't know who gave COVID to what.
I don't know, but he had both. He was one sick puppy for a month.
We had a COVID environment for a month or so there and things. But, you know, today's one of them special days too. Ronnie's with us. Ronnie, you was the first guy to come into a program. You was the first guy I talked to about coming to our program. He said, I need help. And I said, I tell you what, we're fixing to open a program. If you'll show up at Living Free on Monday and Thursday nights, we're going to make you our first one. And surprisingly, he showed up every week.
I had to. You know, that was my only hope. You know, I just got kicked out of a rehab down on the coast, and, you know, I was desperate. I was pulling for straws. I mean, that was my last resort. You know, but at the time I was living in Florence, that just shows you how how lost I was and how messed up I was. I was willing to drive an hour one way just to an hour meeting and then an hour back home. And
what kind of work was you doing?
I was in, I didn't work. No, I take that back. I didn't work for anybody. I bought Amazon return stuff, and it was kind of it was a racket.
Wing ass Wesley, and then when they went over and helped
you move. Sort of racket.
Yeah. So,
and by the way, he was kicked out of the Home of Grace by our own Brett Butler.
Yeah. Thanks, Brett. Yeah. That was a blessing. Thanks, Brett.
So things, you know, that first group will always be special. But we've got, you know, every group. We was just talking about, Bobby was talking about the group we got right now. Ronnie just said there's 15 guys at the program.
Yep. Half of them first, you know, 2 weeks. Half of them are brand new.
Yeah.
And so we're just, we got a good group of guys really looking forward to what the Lord's going to do in their lives. A lot of them, the Lord's already done a great work to get them here. And so we're excited about this new group you know, just a new group of guys to love on, and so.
You know, awesome. I went out to eat. I got home from Dallas yesterday. I was trying to solve the JFK mystery and all that out there, and I couldn't get it done in a couple of days. But look, so I went to eat with Jeff Green yesterday afternoon. I hadn't seen Jeff in a few weeks, and you know, Jeff was in a group with my brother. I come through Benton County yesterday. Shannon was a part of that group. And some groups just stand out. But in reality, it's every group.
Yeah.
That first group with Ronnie, Chris, and Mark, you know.
Yeah.
And then even the second group, I mean, Joseph come in.
Joseph Crawford.
And some of that bunch that, you know, you become family and things. And so it's been amazing 4 years, right?
4 years.
Yeah.
4 years.
4 years coming up. It has, man. It's been a blessing, you know. Being the first guy, I got the privilege to get to know every single graduate, you know.
Wow,
including the nine on the table.
Yeah, because you stayed on, so you've known everybody.
Yeah.
Well, even like when he was working over in Florence, he'd come back to our meetings.
Yeah, twice
a week. Graduation. Yeah. You know, Bobby, one of the things that happened in this whole process of putting the program together was hosting graduation at Living Tree.
Yeah.
And I think that was one of them things that I don't know where it came from, but it's been a vital importance to Living Free. It's been a vital importance to the Freedom Center.
And for all of you guys out in that listen to us, you know, you've gotten to hear a bunch of guys, you know, who struggled and who God helped them, and many of them are still struggling, and God's still helping them. I mean, you know, one of the things that I'm delighted about is that though a righteous man stumbles six times, yea, seven, God will hold him up.
Right.
And what we get to watch that. We don't like our guys to stumble, but though a righteous man stumble six times, yea, seven, his God will hold him up. And we get to watch that. We get to watch God pick people up out of the ditch time after time, get them back on their feet, mature them, grow them till they can finally get on the other side of this stuff. And it's really a joy. And it's a suffering. It's a weight.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. It's a weight, but it's a joy.
It's both, yeah.
You know, Bobby, I was thinking this morning, mine and your goal is, and one of the things we've loved seeing over the many years, me and you've been doing this, is guys get their life together, go back to the community and do what they're supposed to do. And, you know, it's us cheering them on, but it's a little bit of a heartbreak too that they're leaving us and they've becoming their own person and things, and that so it's a huge deal for us. It's a huge deal for us to get to watch that, and you know, to see what's gone on in Ronnie's life the last 4 years has been one of the great
It's just amazing.
Sorry, So it's been a journey. It's been, you know, the 4 years, it's flown by, but so I'm going to announce it now. What's going
on? Well, we're going to talk to Ronnie. We're in the middle of a lot of things.
A lot, yeah.
A lot of things. We have extended our ministry with some transition home plans, and Ronnie has took that idea and run. So Ronnie has bought a duplex here and starting a transition home. And today and tomorrow is really your last day as a director of the Freedom Center.
Yeah, it is, you know, and I've been praying about it, thinking about it, but you know, the Freedom Center is to a point where it's good, you know, where we can get better in the ministry, and the center is offering transition to the guys, because I was telling Bobby and them Tuesday morning during Bible study, it's been heavy on my heart. You know, two of the guys on that table, Kenny Bearden and Randy, you know, if I asked myself, what if they would have had a safe place to go to where they could have worked? So that's been on my heart.
And just continued to be, some of our guys are just frail enough to where they just need to stay around it for a while. You know, what they need to stay in a real healthy environment. You know, they're spiritually weak and physically weak, you know, and psychologically weak. And if they had a safe place to stay and still some accountabilities, meetings to go to, some encouragement, guys, you know, with them. And we can, you know, we can only do what we do in our first, you know, phase for 3 months to keep us running. And so, we've always thought, man, you know, boy,
and it's even been a roadblock for us because we've allowed some guys to stay with us.
Yeah.
And they've helped us at the program.
Yeah.
But it also...
But it keeps us from having those open beds for new guys.
It ties up a bed, but it also ties up an opportunity for these guys to be in the community and get a job.
And get stable. Yeah, exactly.
So when we come back in the second break, we're going to ask Ronnie what that looks like, what's the plans, how that's going to work, who can come and stuff. So today's show is kind of a transition deal for us. Transition time with the Freedom Center. You know, on top of that, we got land projects, building projects. The phone keeps ringing. You know, people wanting help. You took a guy in last night. You took
every day, all day.
I know since I've been gone, you've took in three or four guys this week. So, and you know, a few beds is going to open up Monday. So when we come back, we're going to ask Ronnie to describe that. But we're thankful for radio sponsors and the people that allows us to do this. And like I said, we've been doing it. We're in our 6 years. So my wife, Wilco Real Estate Group, Bart and Dawn Dorn there, and Tisha Mingo for pharmacy needs at Gatlin's Pharmacy. Car and Mattress Furniture Outlet. Listen, we've got a big sale going on. Tents in the parking lot. The big trailer's in the parking lot. Labor Day's coming. We're going to be open 9 to 2 on Labor Day. And then throughout September to about the 15th, we're going to run these sales just because of the inventory we've got. You'll never get a better king mattress for $399 than you can right now. Our Car and Mattress Furniture Outlet. The local Subways, my friend Daniel Arthur, they have three here. Nick Bain. Nick's a dear friend of ours. Nick's fixing to announce a big statewide office, political run, so we're excited for Nick. The Dinner Bell, Steak and Fish, Melissa Carson for Fish Plate Steak, Lunch Plates, Dinner Plates. Man, go by and see the Dinner Bell and ring the bell. Jeff Green, Jeff's Barbershop. I checked in with Jeff yesterday about 15 to 5. It don't take much to cut my hair. But Jeff took care of it, got a little bubble gum, then we went to eat. And Magnolia Funeral Home, Jim and Sheila Calvary there on Highway 72 for all your burial needs, cemetery needs, anything there. They're first-class folks doing first-class things. My daughter,
and he said burial, not barrel like Cracker Barrel, even though I know that's been on your mind this week.
Uncle Herschel. Listen. My daughter just texted, made sure that, you know, Wilco Real Estate Group is my wife, my daughter, and that whole group. So we're just trying to make sure that. Reach out to my wife or my daughter for any real estate needs. We'll be right back.
Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
The Dinner Bell remains one of the top local dining establishments in Corinth, Mississippi, with numerous awards over the years as Best Salad Bar, Best Steakhouse, Best Overall Restaurant, Best Lunch and Dinner under $10 for the Crossroads area. Deli Plate Lunch and Dinner Special with details found on the Dinner Bell Steak and Fish Facebook page. For delicious food at affordable prices, you can now order online. Visit DinnerBellCorinth.com. Join the rewards program to earn points for free food and exclusive discounts. Order online, DinnerBellCorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, good morning. We're back to our second segment today, and it's about an update on the Freedom Center and the transition and things going on at Freedom Center. Ronnie just had shared that we got 15 guys during the break. We was talking about all the new guys that I haven't met, and Bobby has met some of them. But listen, you can listen to any of our radio shows. Some of these families that's been on our show before, you can go to livingfreecorinth.com, click on the listen page, and then you'll see a list of all of our radio shows. Like today, we'll just have Freedom Center at the top.
But like, or Transition brother, Homes or something.
My brother Randy was on here.
Yeah.
It had his name on the top of it and Bronson's name on top of his. So, you know, every once in a while.
If we have a subject that we're going to talk about, like grief or something, we'll just list the subject. So it's easy to scroll through, easy to find.
And you can listen to us anywhere in the world on supertalk.fm Corinth. You can go any Thursday morning if you're out of the state or somewhere else and you want to tune in, supertalk.fm Corinth. If you got a question, comment, about anything about the show, or we got a text line, 662-603-9829, 662-603-9829. If you want to text about the Freedom Center today, any question for Ronnie Martin or anything, we got Clevie White here too. You may want to ask Clevie a question. But we can answer that or share any comments on the show here. Bobby, transition's been a thing that we've talked about since the start, and it's become a reality.
Because yeah.
somewhere along the line, God put it on Ronnie's heart to start
yeah.
this.
I know. I love it. And remember, when we say transition, Tommy's using only one word. What we mean is a place for our guys to transition back into where they're stable and they're on their feet. So what? And we've kind of had to do a little bit of that in the center, and that's what Tommy yeah. was talking about. But we've needed... a separate place to do it. Yeah, we needed a separate place to do it, and we had anticipated that once we get the new center build, that we could use the present exactly. our present facility to do it.
Some of the things that we have realized, some of the things that we know that's true. Men that has a wife at home, yes. till when they graduate our program, they've got a wife at home that's willing to walk and work through this whole mess that most of the men has created, they have a lot better opportunity to go forward. Our guys that don't have that wife at home, that guys that don't have a safe environment to go home on, they're almost on a sinking ship.
Yeah.
It's hard, yeah.
And this offers a place.
Yes, exactly. And sometimes, we have a lot of people who are so broke down that they've been like homeless, or they've been, so isolated for so long because of, all the trouble that addiction does, is that, like they don't even know where to start, and they need a place to be able to say, okay, look, they're well now. They're not physically dependent anymore, but they got to face the real world, and they got to start putting one foot in front of the other, and they got to start building up a work life and a rhythm of life that's going to be sustainable.
Yeah.
I go to work, I make. I learn how to pay my bills. I still go to meetings. I still have fellowship with the Lord and His people. I'm still, I'm building a new life that's very different than the one they just came from 3 months ago. And so creating an environment for that is really good. And when Ronnie was thinking about all of that, and a lot of these guys were burdens to him, and it's like, man, I hate just letting these guys go, and we know how high risk it is,
yeah.
And so he just went out and bought a duplex and said, hey, let's just start here and see if we can help some guys and load them up and get them jobs and get their wheels under them. And Ronnie, I know that there's a program side to this. In other words, they're not just going to come there and be willy-nilly. And so get like overview a little bit of what the guys will be committing to when they come.
Yeah, so obviously you have to be clean and sober off drugs, and you have to – just completed a rehab. Doesn't have to be with us. Like I've got a guy, I went and got out of the Chase House that has graduated our program, and he just graduated Chase House. I'm going to let him come. Even Home of Grace, Tommy and I have talked about people from Home of Grace, but you have to complete a program. You have to work. If you can't, cover the first week or so, you can add it to your tab. But yeah, I'll supply vehicles, but yeah, you have to work. You have to
go to
meetings.
Yep.
Meetings twice a week.
You have to go to meetings twice a week.
Yeah, so there's a lot more rules, but just helping the guys get back on their feet, from a working process. Because like you just mentioned, a lot of these guys have lost everything.
How long can these guys stay there, Ronnie?
Up to a year.
So,
and some guys you'll find out it'll take that long,
for sure.
Because like when we did the woman's home, that was what we found. We thought that, oh man, these girls will get back on their feet and what, and sometimes it took them a minute, and so it does take a while. And so that's good that you're giving them and I'll tell you another thing, guys are highly motivated to kind of get their lives together and move on. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to be a roommate, a bunch of guys, for
sure.
A long time. What I mean? But they also don't feel, some of them leave scared to death. I mean, they ain't lived a day sober in 20 years.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So you know what it feels like.
For sure.
So, Ronnie, tell us a little bit. I mean, your first building that you've got, it's a duplex. How many men is going to be able to be there?
So there'll be a total of 8, four on each side,
Four on each side.
And it's, yeah.
And some of the things that they'll be doing is working.
Working for sure. I'm thinking about starting a a couple of different options, handyman business. But yeah, I'll find the guys jobs that don't have them. Most of them already should have them on the front end, but the ones that don't, I'll help them get jobs, and I'll have other projects going on where I can work them if needed.
Yeah. So, and how many your first group is going to move in Monday?
Yes, there are four of them.
Four guys.
On one side, yeah.
So what that does, automatically open up four beds for us.
That's right, yeah.
So that's exciting, too.
Yeah.
That's exciting, and too. And these guys that goes into this transition home, do you have a name for it? Is this like Big Ron's or what? What's
no,
the name?
No, I'm still pondering on it. I think it may be Shepherd's Place.
You know, Shepherd's Place.
I'm not sure yet. Yeah.
All right. So, church, support groups, what does that look like for?
You know, since Living Free has been our family, you know, my family for 4 years, it's that's gonna be mandatory. You know, they can go to other meetings, but I'm gonna suggest Living Free Mondays and Thursdays, also Saturday mornings Bible study. But church is also mandatory. You know, these guys coming out of programs, they're used to going to church, so there's no need to break the cycle. So
y'all probably like just have one home church that you're trying to go
yeah.
to. Like we're at so many
every other
churches.
Yeah, I can't
you're going to
yeah.
narrow it down to a local church.
Yes,
these
sir.
Guys can be involved with. Yeah. I think that's a great idea too. So what's next, Ronnie?
Well, that's a good question. My main thing is getting this thing finished. You know, I've got about 8 days of work, and I've got, 3 days to do it. So I've been working until about 9 or 10 o'clock every night trying to get this thing open. But yeah, it's nerve-wracking, you know, leaving my passion at the center. You know, it's been my life the last 2 years full-time. I've been there more than I've been with my family. And it's nerve-wracking, but like, you know, we know God is faithful. So,
yeah.
It's full, you know. Once I get the other side open, it's going to be full. So I've got to figure something else out.
Well, he just said something that, you know, we can discuss when we come back. He said, I've been there more than I have with my family. And that's kind of a distraction, too, then, because we've got to do a better job now.
Yeah.
You know, because we understand that the toll. My wife told me just a couple of weeks ago, Tommy, you're married to this program right now. You know, so I've heard that over the last week or two,
Maria.
So,
thank you.
We're excited.
Yeah,
our new guy is Kirby Nixon. So that's my son-in-law,
Big Kirby.
And Kyle moves up. We're getting a plan together for them. Actually, I'm going to meet with them just in a little bit, but just continue on because, I mean, a house full of guys out there that need structure, needs environment, needs spiritual awakening every day still. And one of the things that's so great about this program where we're at today, it don't matter what happens. If something happens to one of us or, you know, God moves us in a different way, the program goes on.
Yeah, so, true.
You know, the program continues to move forward. And we've got a big building project that's underway. There's a lot of special things going on in our area right now.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about Ronnie's transition home for men. You talk about
Elroy.
Home of
yeah.
Elroy and
yeah.
having their...
Their grand opening their grand is open. Coming right
yeah.
up.
Next month.
Actually, my
next
guys
month.
Is going to be moving beds in their place tomorrow.
Awesome.
So we've got that going on. We've got the land on Alcorn Center School Road. There's a lot of great things happening in our area right now.
Mm-hmm.
So praise the Lord. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Ronnie Martin's Transition Home.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620.
Are you a chef or a cook? Tired of the same old kitchen routine? Craving a fresh challenge? Well, the Dinner Bell is currently looking for talented, passionate cooks to join the dynamic team. The Dinner Bell offers a fun and supportive work environment, competitive pay, and the opportunity to showcase your culinary skills in what has been voted the best restaurant in Corinth. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, we want to hear from you. Apply in store today, but you must be available to work nights and weekends. The Dinner Bell, where passion for food meets a rewarding career.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson, Carm Mattress Furniture Outlet right here in Carm, Mississippi. Listener, guys have been remodeling their stores. I've been on the road finding deals. Man, have I got the deals. It's the best one yet. Top name brand, King and Queens $3.99, Fools $2.99. Never been that cheap, may never be that cheap again. You come see us, and don't forget, you got to come 3 miles west of High Prices.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, we welcome you back to our third segment today. And Bobby, it's, you know, college football, high school football starts. Dr. Phil told me that Jimmy Anderson will be on the air tomorrow night with Corinth at home here. So high school football starting. You know, the big game this weekend is Texas and Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Arch Manning makes his debut. So, man, ain't it a great time? The World Series is, you know, almost here. I mean, the playoffs is here. The Yankees is beating up all the sorry teams right now. So, I don't care. We're winning right now. So, that's good. Your team is battling the Dodgers for first place.
Yeah.
So, it, to me...
Fun time of year.
It's the best time of the year.
It is a fun time of year. I was listening to Jeffrey, my son, talk to Jake, one of our guys, last night, and they had it down to like 59 hours before they got to watch football together or something like that. So it is that time of year where everybody's really sitting on the edge of their chairs waiting for football season, which is such a delight to a lot of people. And and if you're old baseball guys like Tommy and I, we like it every night. So, that, it is a fun time of the year. And you know what? The weather's going to cool down, and there's just a time of refreshing, you know, that comes. You feel like you have a little more energy and a little more pep in your step once the dog days of summer leave. I have been told don't jinx it, because like September usually has a couple hot weeks in it. But it felt nice this week all week, and I'm thankful for that. And we're fixing to come into Labor Day weekend, where we get to celebrate the fact that we get to be workers, and of course that's a great ministry that the Lord's given to His people to be able to work, and that glorifies Him, and the fact that our country recognizes that and celebrates it is cool.
One of the things that is different in our program than most programs in the state that's faith-based driven is we're not a work program. Our guys is in groups, classes for, 3 months. They're in churches. They've been to Wheeler Grove the last 3 nights. They've had groups every day. They're in more church than ever. But one of the things we believe in is one of the things that we talk about is when you get home is working, learning how to work the right way, learning to create, you know, a payroll check and things like that. And Ronnie, well, your transition home, that's part of the deal. They work. It's going to cost $125 a week to live there. You furnish the bed. You furnish the power. You furnish the shelter, water and a way to work.
Yeah.
And even internet and things like that. So
let me see, Tommy, I just wanted to say this. I mean, y'all all know this. I mean, everybody that's listening knows this. But one of the things that gets collapsed and crushed in our addiction is our dignity. I mean, like, we just really feel like we're nobodies. And one of the quickest things to restore your dignity is to get back to work. It really is. It makes me feel like a man again. It makes me feel like I'm contributing again. Yeah. It makes me feel like I'm a member of society again. I mean, it is really one of these beautiful things that God has created to like bear witness to the dignity that He put inside of us.
So that's one of the guys, like, I love serving so much because they get to work and give back. It gives them a purpose. It gives them, it builds them up for sure, Bobby.
So, like, what's some things that you're going to need, Ronnie? Do you need an outlet for jobs? You need what things are you going to be needing for your transition?
Yeah, so the guys, the first phase, the guys pretty much have jobs already, but appliances, you know. I've got to make a run to Jackson, Tennessee Saturday if I don't have any, so I'm going to need appliances. You know, I'm willing to buy them, you know, if you have some, but, you know, to save me a trip. But, yeah.
Appliance specifically
washer,
what?
Washer, dryer, stove, dishwasher.
Yeah, apartment size washer, dryer,
exactly.
Stove.
Yeah. I've got the beds. I know a mattress guy, so I'm good with beddings. But
so you got a refrigerator?
No, I need appliances, refrigerator, stove.
So you need two refrigerators.
Two stoves, two washers, two dryers. Yeah.
Two washers, two dryers. Surely ain't
two dishwashers.
Yeah, I mean, you got a dishwasher.
Yeah, there's a hole in the cabinet. I got to do something with that hole.
You said four dishwashers are coming.
I threw the old one away.
So, I mean, that's a need you've got to get this thing open Monday. You've got a lot of work. You just said you're staining the floor today, sealing the floor. You're trying to rake the parking lot.
It's a lot. You know, I got my hands full, but I'll get it done.
If it's just you and Clevy, you're in trouble. So tell me, Shirley, who else you got?
Well, last night I used Josh, but I've got a couple of guys. My good friend Justin Brown's will help me out, and then Saturday I might have several guys over there. If I can get the floor sealed today, me and another guy, I can let it dry, cure, get appliances in there tomorrow, and then Saturday.
So, but you
finish it up.
You stained that floor today, but then when do you get to seal it?
I stained that floor Monday.
Oh, you've already stained.
Yeah, and then I had to do another coat. Yeah.
So you've got a lot. You've been busy. You got a lot going on. It's a new outlet here in Corinth that's desperately needed. He's going to have 8 beds with the hope of your passion is to have another place in the next few months or year.
Yeah, I think it's going to be needed, because it's already full. You know, the beds are taken.
We got a guy, Tom Grace, that's coming too wants to come.
Yeah, that's going to be number 8.
Yeah, and so... once we get over there, our plans is to have 8 beds, 10 beds at the building we got now for transition. Mm-hmm. But there's more transition needed than we can talk about.
No doubt about it. And all these, you just don't even know, right? I mean, like, it's women that are coming back home from programs. I mean, Elroy's going to be a not exactly that, but like a lot like that. It is, people that come from just a broken, like even just trying to get stable and get back on my feet after, like, we've had a couple of guys that came from the streets, right? And even if they, let's say that they've been sober or whatever, but man, you've been on the streets for a while, it takes a minute to like figure out how to like be a society guy again.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And so there's so many needs. If you guys remember when we had Faith Housing, some years ago, I mean, we had 104 or 105 girls that came through that program in only a 7-year period. I mean, there was a big need. I mean, had we been able to double it, we'd have had that, you know, we could have, you know, I mean, the need is there. Women, men, you know, people need support. They need help getting back on their feet. Like you were talking about one of the guys that was on your heart, Ronnie. I'm not going to mention his name, but I'm just saying he had a home to go back to, but he didn't need to go back to it. That's he right. wasn't ready, yeah. And he knew he wasn't ready. You know what I mean? And so it's not like you know, we need some time to get stable in our heart and our mind and our the pattern of our life. The Bible calls us in Ephesians 4 that the manner of my life, that is the pattern, the habituated pattern of my life, needs to be stabilized. And that's exactly what Ronnie's doing with these transition homes. It's a great vision. There's a thing called sober living homes. Mm-hmm. Sober living homes are kind of where you run the program yourself, and there's just some dude who kind of oversees it. But this is a little bit better because the program's a little tighter. There's a little more accountability. There's a little more oversight. And I actually do think that it's better. This model that Ronnie's going after is better than just a sober living home, even though I'm not disparaging those at all. Yeah. We need all types of projects, but I like the one that Ronnie's going
to
do.
So, I mean, and again, just to make it clear, it will not be a homeless shelter. You will not take guys off the streets or out of a home. I mean, they've got to be able to complete a program. The Freedom Center, the Home of Grace.
Extensive drug testing, yeah. You know, it's not a shelter.
And be willing to go to work.
I didn't mean like to that. Hint so at that, by the way.
They're set up already to move into this home to go to work.
Yeah.
And that requires ID.
And he said the four guys that we have already are ready to go.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, we're going to take our last break. We're going to come back and let Ronnie share anything that he'd like to share about this. And we want to say thank you, Ronnie. We're thankful that where you've been at the last couple of years now.
2 years up here, yes, sir. Yeah, 2 years in
Corinth. Moved back, was committed to enough. He moved back here, and he has poured his heart. He spent time with these guys. They've become family with him. And now he's seen a vision where he can help men on past where they're at now. So we're excited about that. We're going to come back. Ronnie, you can share whatever you like to share.
All right. Back.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want. Especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Hey, we welcome back. It's our last segment today, and man, we're wrapping it up. It won't be Ronnie's last time with us, but we'll have Ronnie back from time to time and just give us an update of what's going on and things. But Ronnie, share your heart. Like, what are you fixing to do?
To jump off in a pool I've never swam in before.
jump off in the deep end.
But, again, God is faithful. He hadn't let me down yet in the last 4 years I've walked with him. But just, pray for us. Pray for me, that he'll keep guiding, directing me, giving me strength. But, it's not a goodbye, Tommy. Y'all are family. I love your whole family. But one thing also, once we get this new place built in this transition home in their current building, my feet will be wet, so I'll be able to come back and help out with that, and it's all gonna work out. Yeah.
Let me say this to Ronnie. Your superpower has been that you really love the guys.
Yeah.
You really get it, and you've got this kind, gentle way with them where they know they can come to you. You don't know how many times that I would say to a person when they were going through something, who have you told? And they would say Ronnie, right? Because you just got this way about you that opens people up to be able to talk to you because you actually love them and they know it. And maybe it's just because you've been there and God has just, shown, filled you up with it. But I'm telling you, that one of the things that will be a big loss to us is just that gentle, loving spirit that you've brought in the room every single week. And I'm old and crusty and, Kirby likes to jump on the pews, what I mean? He's that kind of guy, So he'll be a good cheerleader and he'll have a different style of leadership. But sure, I promise you, that guy who that people want to go to when they're struggling, and these guys struggle in our rehab. Yeah. They struggle. And a lot of times they're really upside down and thinking about leaving and all the stuff, almost everybody thinks about leaving at some point, And just like you really have been a guy that loves them and has cared for their souls well. And it's been a treasure for us. It really has.
Well, you just think from the first week he come in to that December 21 to August 28th of 2025, the transformation that we got to see and be a small part of it, and and encouragement is what's happening next, my heart's to help these guys and stuff, and it's really amazing. I'm proud of you, Ronnie. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for the guys. And just an outlet that we have in our community now with a transition home and with the opportunity to have another one coming. Over the next 2 or 3 years, we may be set up with several transition homes.
And you'll know how to run them.
Yeah.
And so because you'll have worked, you'll have
worked the kinks out,
and so that next phase will go smoother, the more that we do it. But you're just a blessing to us. We love you a lot and are really glad that God brought you to us as number one, the number one guy.
But no, it's been fun, guys. Again, it's not a goodbye. Y'all are family. I'm still going to stay plugged in. Once I get this thing up and running, I have a lot more free time. and get the guys working and stuff. But yeah, it's been, Kirby's going to do great. Big shout out to Kirby. Just the last year I've seen the guy grow. I'm super proud of him. He's going to take the reins and hit the ground running. But yeah, I'll still be around, and you know, I'm not jumping ship. I'm still going to be around you guys.
So tonight at Living Free Ministries, we're going to set a panel up on the platform with me, Kirby, Ronnie, Kyle, maybe True, whoever's there, and let's just talk about where we're at, what's all going on with transition, the new property at Alcornson School. You know, it's kind of a process that's kind of just stopped for a minute. I mean, we had dirt work moving and all that. Now we're at a place that we're trying to get plans together.
We have a wheelbarrow that we need to fill up. It's called the money wheelbarrow. And once we fill it up, then the other wheelbarrows will start moving.
But there is a lot going on.
Yeah.
You know, the question is, what's going to happen to the building we're at now? That our plans is to have a transition home there and things. But now, you know, you hear things. Well, why don't you?
I think it's going to change.
Let a women's program happen.
No, I know. I mean, there's and we're praying about that. You know, if God raises up, God has to raise a leader up. I mean, we can't do it without that. And but it would be awesome to be able to open Women's Center here. Because, you know, as a, you know, real legit rehab, and that would be, you know, there's one, the Bridge House is one, but they're small, but and you can't have enough beds. No. I'm just telling you, you just can't have enough beds.
Big shout out to Home of Elroy. They're having their grand opening. I don't know if it's this weekend or next weekend. I don't know when it is. Somebody maybe grab that. But tonight at 6 o'clock, we got Living Free. It's an open meeting. Our friends from Holly Baptist Church is going to be furnishing some meals. So, man, we're excited about that. And listen, church, that's just a great way to be involved with us. Come and feed about 125 folks on a given Thursday night. And, man, it's huge for us. And we're thankful tonight for Holly Baptist Church that they're doing it tonight, and we're thankful for our partnership with Holly. So that starts at 6. Did anybody find the home of Elroy?
It's mid September last I heard.
Yeah, I think it's next week, not this. I mean, even 2 weeks away. Yeah, Angel's, like Angel, if Angel's listen, Angel text me.
Well, look.
Because Angel had it, because we're going to go together, so I wanted to make sure.
We're almost done, Ronnie. We wrap it up with the Book of Jude, so. Every week, so if you can be finding your Book of Jude, we're going to wrap it up today. And man, words can't describe how proud we are of you and stuff, and what's all going on in the life of you and things now.
Well, thank you, Tommy.
So, Ronnie, you want to carry us
out of
here?
Book of Jude. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power, now, both now and forever. Amen.
Hey, September the 6th is their grand opening. So there you are. We'll be back next week, guys.
Thank y'all.